Thank you. Lee? Mr. Dearborn. Lee Dearborn.
Good morning, Mr. Garrison and members of the commission. Mr. Lee Dearmond is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain an unauthorized 102-foot vinyl sheet bulkhead installed in backfield a maximum of 2 feet channelward of the failing bulkhead adjacent to his property situated along Long Creek in Virginia Beach. We're located at 2120 East Admiral Drive on the north side of Long Creek. Can I have the lights, Kathy? On the north side of Long Creek in the Cape Henry Shore subdivision. This is a recent aerial looking north, and the property is denoted by the red star. A little bit closer with the aerial, you see the recently installed bulkhead. There's a pontoon boat on the existing boat lift. And one last aerial looking out towards the south-southwest, you see the new bulkhead and its proximity to existing bulkheads in and around Long Creek. This is a ground shot from our visit in November of 2005. The original application requested to replace this existing bulkhead and also portions of three different piers. Here's one section, the second one, and then there's a small wharf adjacent to the lift. The VIM scientist and staff both recommended reducing the backfill encroachment by proposing the new bulkhead closer to the existing bulkhead. Mr. Chris Flint, acting as the agent of Flint Construction Company, acting as the agent and the contractor, agreed to minimize the backfill encroachment and pull that back, as well as the owner, while we were on site. Staff advised Mr. Flint that when the revised drawings were received with the corrected and suggested measurements, the public interest review would begin. Here's another shot of the dilapidated state of the existing bulkhead. And one last ground shot. So at this point in time, staff was waiting on the revisions showing the agreed-upon alignment with the corrected measurements. And during a conversation with Mr. Flynn in February of this year concerning other projects, I advised that the public interest review would now begin based on the receipt of the recent revisions. Mr. Flynn immediately stated it had just been installed in late January and seemed confused that they didn't have the VMRC permit. He mentioned that he did have the Corps and city permits and thought that the VMRC permit had already been issued. I advise Mr. Flint that on those permits, the Corps permits and the city permit, it does say you may not begin until you contact and get approval from VMRC. Mr. Flint did apologize immediately, stated that this was no fault of Mr. Dearmond, the applicant. He had no knowledge that this activity was occurring without a commission permit. Mr. Flint then immediately sent as-built drawings with correct measurements and an after-the-fact request, as well as an explanation letter, and all that is in the packet. This is the as-built plan view of the new bulkhead. A little bit closer of this plan view, we'll see the approximate bulkhead alignment in the red line with the red line. And as a side note, these two piers have been removed. The only piers that were installed were these two finger piers to access the lift. Mr. Flint and the applicant, Mr. Dearmond, are currently working with staff on a new pier plan that will meet the exemption stated in the code. This is the cross-section of the as-built bulkhead. A little bit closer, we see in brown the existing timber bulkhead, and in pink, this is the new vinyl sheet bulkhead. You'll notice the measurements. It's 1 foot to the back of the new vinyl bulkhead and one. Mr. Flint advised this was 1.5, not 1 foot 5 inches, but 1.5 to the front. These vinyl sheets have corrugations where it's not just one linear sheet, one straight sheet. It is worth pointing out that this installation did reduce the original backfill encroachment by about 50% from the original plan, as staff had suggested to the applicant and to the contractor. And these are site photos of the bulkhead post-construction. We're looking to the west into Long Creek. A little bit closer, you can see some of the corrugations or protrusions of the vinyl sheeting. The back of the vinyl sheeting is about in this alignment here. You can see the support piles in the whale just channelward of the vinyl bulkhead. While we were on site with Mr. Dearmond, we uncovered the existing bulkhead to verify the backfill encroachment. This green rod approximately shows the back of the vinyl sheeting here. This is the old support pile. This is the timber cap. A little bit more clear view here. Here's the old timber cap. Here's the back of the vinyl wall. We estimated that the backfill encroachment was approximately 1 feet as we had originally suggested. One more shot. And a shot looking from across the creek. And for the record, there were no protests when we went through the after-the-fact public interest review. There were no protests from the neighbors or the public, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation had no issues. And after meeting with Mr. Dearmon on site and discussing the violation, staff does not feel that he knowingly requested initiation of construction without commission authorization, nor was he aware that Flint Construction was working without a commission permit. Therefore, we do not feel it's necessary to consider a civil charge for Mr. Dearmon. According to our records, Flint Construction Company has never appeared before the commission in the past in response to their involvement in a violation. However, for this project, Flint Construction should have known better. They have previously served and continue to act as the agent and contractor for numerous wetlands and subaqueous projects in the Hampton Roads area. Although it appears that they may have unintentionally proceeded without required commission permit, the unauthorized bulkhead is a violation according to 28.2.1203 of the code. Ultimately, staff would have administratively issued the permit for the replacement bulkhead had the public interest and agency review been completed before the actual installation began. Therefore, staff recommends that the commission approve the after-the-fact bulkhead with triple permit fees and royalties as provided by code. Furthermore, we recommend that the commission consider an appropriate civil charge for Flint Construction, given the after-the-fact nature of the request based on minimal environmental impacts and a moderate degree of noncompliance. Now I'm available to answer any questions.
Any questions for Justin?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fox.
Is the as-built bulkhead in about the location that VIMS would have wanted it to be in? That's my understanding it is.
Yes, sir, that's my understanding as well. The original visit was with the VIMS sign.
Mm-hmm.
No further questions?
And Mr. Flint from Flint Construction is here to represent Mr. Dearmon.
All right, thank you. Mr. Flint? Where I tell the whole truth and the whole truth, if you got it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How you doing?
State your name. And
Chris Flint, Flint Construction. Doomin, contractor in Virginia Beach, Portsmouth area.
How long have you been in business, Mr. Flint?
10 years. And doing 300 or 400 bulkheads a year. And I've never been here before. And as Justin stated, I was totally unaware that I did not have VMRC approval. Back in November when he asked me to make the drawings, I thought all that had gotten through, this had made it to where it was supposed to be mailed. That's my office's fault. When I constructed the bulkhead, I had the city permit, and that's basically when I saw the city permit. I had another job across the creek, and as you saw in one of the other photos, the other bulkhead across the creek. So I did all three of them at the same time, and I inadvertently thought I had a permit, thought I was straight. I did build the bulkhead where they had asked me to build it in November, and when he called me to ask about it, I right up front said I had already built the wall, and what did I have to do? Mr. D. Armand relies on me as a professional, so I told him he didn't have to be here. The civil charges, I guess, that are going to be levied against him, I'm going to pick up because he had no idea. And I just asked for consideration the fact that I've been doing these for 7 to 8 years and never been here before. I'm doing 200 or 300 a year of bulkheads, piers, boat lifts, and just ask for your forgiveness.
Did this permit get lost in the shuffle in your office or never did get a? I assume you had filled it out.
Absolutely.
And
that's what the original phone call. I had submitted a permit to be 2 feet channelward since the water touched the wall at low tide, and the new compensation policies they asked me to try to move the bulkhead back to within 1 foot, and it was a straight bulkhead, and I could do that. And I did the drawings, and I just, there was confusion on my office on, did they get here? I assumed they were here. And when I looked through when I looked through my files, when I got my building permits, I did have a letter from Justin, but I didn't read the very bottom part, which said you may need a permit, and I just read the top part, and I just was confused on that. This will never happen again.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Flint?
With this, on site, there's supposed to display the BMRC, permit.
Yes, sir. And most of the time when I do this, I tell the home, I give all the stuff to the owners, and they put it inside their windows.
Right.
And I just inadvertently, like I said, I had that job and two across the creek, one being a pier and the other one a bulkhead, and I just kind of attacked the whole creek at one time, and I had my building permit from the city, and that's what confused me. I apologize.
Any more questions? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Justin, there's no objections to this permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Before the commission.
Matters now before the commission. What is your pleasure? Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schick, if you'd recognize Mr. Schick, please.
Ms. Schick, I'm sorry. I looked the other way.
In consideration in this case, I feel that staff's recommendations are appropriate, and I move that we approve